We're looking at Matthew chapter 18 at verse 15 through 17. We have been talking about finding a treasure chest in a mess. Ministers are messy, although they carry treasure. Members are messy, but they too carry treasure. So this morning we deal with it from a member's perspective instead of the minister's perspective. Amen. And we look at Matthew where it tells us, we'll all read together. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and thee alone. And if thou shalt gain thy brother. Amen. But if he will not hear thee, the one or two, or that in the mouth of two, three witnesses, every word may be established. Amen. Amen. This morning, so we are talking then from the subject, amen, don't mess up. Amen. Amen. Don't mess up. Can everybody say don't mess up?
Don't mess up.
Amen. Don't mess up. You may be seated. Amen. Don't mess up. Amen. Don't mess up simply because messes have to be made. Messes are not self-existent. Amen. We're a mess. We're a product of a mess that was made in the Garden of Eden by Adam and Eve. And we too are a mess. But God has given us some guidelines to straighten out our mess. Amen. It's not that we can't mess up, nor is it that we won't sometime mess up, but it's that we don't mess up. God wants us to honor him. And when we talk about a mess, what is a mess as defined by the dictionary? It is a difficult situation with a lot of problems. Amen. A mess. It could be anything, but in this case, it's a difficult situation with a lot of problems. And the aim of our sermon is for us to see how to cut out mess. Amen. For us to see how to cut out a lot of mess. Because mess is something that nobody wants to be a part of. Amen. And we need to see how to cut out a lot of mess. Amen. Messes are made by mistakes. Messes are made by accident. Messes are made because of a lack of communication. A mess. A child can make a mistake at the breakfast table and make a mess by turning over their milk. Amen. A couple can make a mess in a marriage by making one mistake. Now you messed up the marriage. You done made a mess. Amen. Amen. And church members can make a mess, amen, through a lack of communication when dealing with a problem. If it's not handled properly, amen, it can become a mess. Amen. And the Bible says that he that in Proverbs 18:17, he that is first at his own cause seem just. In other words, one paraphrase says, any story sounds good until the other half is told. But he that is first at his own cause seems just. And so, therefore, if you ever want to make a mess out of your fellowship, amen. Amen. You just let somebody start acting on half stories. And you will have a mess. Well, the truth of the matter is that Jesus here gives us instructions on how to handle a mess. Amen. And, you know, we have messy relationships. We have messy people. We have messy things that happen. It's messes everywhere. The country's in a mess. Amen. Let's be honest about it. And we look at it and we figure, how can we untangle this mess? Amen. So many things can get in a mess. But God has helped us, amen, to deal with it. Amen. Because there is a right way and a wrong way to deal with everything. We won't be able to stop messes because we're a mess. We're human. And because of that, we'll always be making messes. Amen. Ministers are messy. Members are messy. No one is perfect. People are looking for perfect churches because they don't like mess. Amen. But the fact of the matter is that Jesus has addressed the mess. And the thing about it is if you don't fix it right, you end up with an extra mess. If it's not handled properly, it only gets worse from here. So you have to learn how to do it and deal with it properly because nobody wants to be around a lot of mess. And they're just going off. Amen. Amen. They just get fed up and they can't handle it no more and they just give up. Amen. And these problems are common and they do happen. But Paul tells us that we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices in 2 Corinthians 2:11. Amen. He says, lest Satan should take advantage of us. Satan, take advantage of you if you don't operate right. Amen. And so you have to look out for messy people. Amen. Amen. There are messy people, amen, that you have to deal with. Messy people, five things I want to say about them. Number one, they talk too much. Amen. They talk too much. Amen. Not only that, they talk too soon. Before they find out even what's going on, amen, they're already talking about it. Amen. Not only that, they don't need the full story. Messy people don't need no full story to start talking about something. Have we got a witness? Amen. Let's take this out of just the context of the church. Tell me the text here. It applies to anything. People don't need your full story about in your personal life to see you doing something. They don't need the full story. Amen. Amen. Not only that, they talk too much and talk too soon and talk to the wrong people, but don't need the full story. They talk to the wrong people when they do talk. Amen. They talk to the wrong people. And that just spreads the mess. Amen. Now it's got to be fixed in more than one place. And not only that, lastly and more importantly, messy people offend the Holy Spirit. They offend the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, and I didn't get it on the screen, Ephesians 4:29, the NIV says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may be the benefit to those who listen. And it says, listen, verse 30, Ephesians 4:30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. So you're really offending God when you're messy. Amen. I know nobody in here is messy. Amen. But I got to get rid of the sermon. Amen. Amen. I know messy people, they always got their ears perked up. Yeah, there it is right there. Amen. Amen. They always got their ears. They got their ears on. Amen. Amen. They're waiting. And what you find out is you find out that you ought to be about building others up. But instead of doing that, they grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God does not want that even said. God does not even want you to operate that way. So you're grieving the Holy Spirit of God, of whom you are sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. 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 But and the Bible tells us that we shouldn't mess up, but you can't stop mess, but it's kind of like some illnesses. You can't stop them, but you can control them. Amen. We're messy by nature because we're sinners. Amen. But you can control us. Amen. You can control the mess. But messy people, ears perk up, and they always on the lookout for me. They're always listening and on the lookout for anything that might be messy. Amen. 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 And they'll start digging. Amen. They always got a lot of questions. What's going on? What's the latest? They always digging. They digging. See, they trying to find something. They got a lot of questions. They got. Amen. They always digging. And usually it's for negative information. Amen. It's usually something negative they're looking for. They're not looking for the, well, you know, they trying to help somebody get up on their feet, or they don't you don't hear nothing about nobody doing that, or you know they trying to some people in the church, or seniors are trying to babysit some of the kids for some of the young people so that they can have some time together. You don't hear none of that. None of that. They're always digging for something negative. Amen. Amen. And they talk fast and think slow. Amen. Well, the fact of the matter is that God wants us, amen. If you want to avoid trouble and problems, if you minimize it, then you got to realize when we don't follow the process of Scripture, then we really make a mess. We got to follow the right process. Amen. And so we deal with the confrontation. We deal with the confirmation. We deal with the separation. And we hope to deal with the restoration. Amen. But we may not. But the truth of the matter is that notice what he says. Jesus teaches us here how we, amen, amen. And the thing is, I'm saying again, everybody said don't mess up. Amen. Don't mess up, because see, that is something that is important, is that you don't mess up. Amen. I was messing up then. Amen. Pushing the button with the remote off. Amen. It probably there it is right there. Amen. See, I'd be accused of the AV team of not doing something. See how stuff can spread. Amen. Well, the fact of the matter is, amen. You can't mess up. I'm gonna try to get you on out of here because they got another program. You don't mess up and be silent. Amen. Silence is a killer. You gotta talk. There must be confrontation. There must be confrontation. See what he says in verse 15. If that brother shall trespass, and a trespass is intentional. If you're with us in the book of Leviticus, you know that some sins are intentional, and then some are ignorant. Amen. In ignorance, you can sin by omission and commission, but this is a trespass. Jesus said, forgive us our trespass. That means you knew you were wrong. You knew this was wrong. If your brother trespass against you, amen, go tell him. Go tell him. It said tell him. It didn't say tell them. Did you notice that? Can everybody say tell him? Amen. Amen. Tell him his fault between thee and him, because he don't want to spread it alone. Amen. Go tell him. You think you got a bone to pick with somebody? Go tell them. Don't spread it all over Austin. Go tell them. Amen. This is Jesus letting us know. One translation says this way, amen, when you deal with the Living Bible, says, if your brother sin against you, go to him privately and confront him with his fault. If he listens and confesses it, you have won back your brother. Now, he has to confess it. He has to admit, yeah, you're right, I am wrong, and I shouldn't have done that. And there can be repentance, and there can be restoration. See, God knows we are not perfect, so he got a system in place for the church. Amen. This is the second mention of church in verse 18. Matthew 18, 16, 18, talking about, I'll build my church, and here he's dealing about, tell it to the church. We'll get to that too. But the truth is that he says that you got to go to him and you got to tell him. Well, the fact of the matter the goal is reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Go to him. It's possible he didn't even know he was wrong. Amen. Yeah, amen. But what does the Bible tell us? Amen. If you see your brother in a fault, then you ought to go to him and tell him, you which are spiritual, Galatians 6:1, go and restore such a one. Reinstate him. Get him back into the fellowship. Amen. That's what he said. Well, the fact of the matter is, you can't mess up and be silent. Amen. Don't mess up and be silent, because you got to restore him. And that word restore him comes from a word in the Greek language which means to set or to restore a broken bone. Amen. You're fixing the person so he can get back up on their feet. Well, the fact of the matter is, you have to don't make the mistake. Don't mess up. Amen. And let that, he said, go tell him privately, because that tongue can burn down a whole church. This version says, but no human being can tame the tongue. Notice what it says. It's like a restless evil. The tongue is restless. I'm talking about that 3-inch muscle in your mouth. It's restless. It never gets tired. You can talk on the phone all night and it'll gossip about, it will never, you'll fall asleep and your tongue will still be moving. It's a restless, the ESV says it's a restless evil. That's, it's sad. It's, you would hope that it would get tired and stop, but it's restless. The tongue wants to move now. That's why y'all want to get out of service so y'all can talk. Amen. Full of deadly poison. Now, that's bad. It don't ever get tired, and it's full of poison. Spewing out venom. Amen. No human being can tame it. And that's why you have to have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit tells us that let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. It can be done. When you look at James 1:22, I didn't look it up, I didn't have time. And so he says, let every man be slow to speak. It can happen. Amen. You don't have to be, amen, fast on the draw with your tongue. Amen. He says, be slow to speak. Well, the fact of the matter is, it's full of deadly poison. And you got to, so you can control it. Make sure that tongue go to the right person. You just got to make sure you don't mess up. Don't mess up and talk to the wrong people. Amen. Talk to him. Don't talk to them. And a lot of things would be fixed now and would work right if we were to do that. There must be confrontation. You may not want to do it, but we have that responsibility. You, which are spiritual, ought to go and restore. We have a responsibility. There must be confrontation, but there also must be confirmation. Amen. Amen. There must be confirmation. The Bible tells us in verse number 16, it tells us, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. There must be confirmation for two things regarding what's wrong and regarding a witness. Number one, the Bible tells us regarding what's wrong, it says, no one man shall judge, no one witness shall accuse nobody of sin, and it stand alone. Deuteronomy 19 and 15. No one man can't do it. Not one man. He said, no one man. Amen. No one man. It says that you got to have more than one person. Amen. Amen. And I didn't get that on the screen, but I'm going to make sure I didn't misquote that. Amen. But it tells us in Deuteronomy 19 and 15, no one witness shall not rise up against one man for any iniquity, for any sin. No one person. You got one person, one witness against a man. You can't kill nobody on no one person's word. Amen. You got to have some confirmation. So go get some confirmation, because you may be wrong. Have I got a witness? You got to get, and you may be wrong, and so therefore you have got to confirm the fact. You saying it's wrong. Do anybody else think it's wrong? And these ought to be people that know the word. Don't go get nobody ain't never read the Bible. They just come to choir rehearsal and don't go to Bible study and using them for a witness. No, you need to get somebody who's been in the word. Amen. The people in the Bible were brought before the elders, folk who already knew the word, and the leaders, and they were condemned in front of. Well, the fact of the matter is he said, no one man. Let me get you on. The truth is, he says that it must be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. May every word be established. The truth is that you may be wrong and you need some confirmation that you do they agree. Is there others who feel, who are spiritual, that this is wrong that you're accusing this person of? So you got to go get some more witnesses, because can't no one person, no one witness can come against any one man about any sin. And so now you have two or three more, amen, witnesses of what this person is being accused of. Amen. Amen. Now this lets us know that you don't mess up and stop. Amen. You could have stopped. You see, you could have stopped in verse 15. You could have stopped there, but it says don't mess up and be silent, and don't mess up and stop. He said, if you don't hear you, don't just say leave it alone, because you know what's going to happen if you leave it alone. They didn't agree with you that was wrong, and now they're talking about it. You done started the process. Now you got to go back with somebody else. See, God ain't going to let it hang out there, because you know they're going to tell everybody, and now it's loose. It's loose now all over, and it's going to spread, and then you got more and more folk to fix. It's spreading like wildfire. Have we got a witness? And so now don't mess up and stop talking about it. Right now you got to go and finish the process. But take somebody else with you. And God says, you got to see if they agree that this person is wrong. And then when that's confirmed by some witnesses, yep, they're wrong, then you're in good company. One virgin says, the NLT says, but if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, so that everything you say may be confirmed, proving to one or two witnesses. Another version say, but if he won't listen, take one or two more with you, so that the testimony of the two or three witnesses, every fact can be established. You're saying that now it can be established. Another version says, but if he will not listen to you, take one or two other persons with you, so that every accusation may be upheld by the testimony of two or more witnesses, as the scripture says. And then finally, Eugene Peterson makes it real plain. He says, if you won't listen, take one or two others along, so that the presence of witnesses will keep things honest. You see what I'm saying? But keep things honest and try again. Because what you're trying to do is to establish truth. Establish truth. So don't mess up and be silent. Don't mess up and stop talking. Amen. You have to finish the process, because Satan, amen, takes advantage, amen, of that. And so you got to understand that he says, again, there must be confrontation if you don't want to mess. There must be confirmation about the mess, because who says it's a mess besides you? Amen. And then it finally, he says that there must be separation. Amen. There must be separation. It says in this verse, in verse number 17, and if he shall neglect to hear them, see now, he's saying everybody wrong. I'm right and all of y'all are wrong. Tell it again. See, don't stop the process. Amen. Don't mess up and stop. Amen. Tell it again. Tell it this time. You're going to tell it to the church. You know, a lot of people don't do this. I don't think I've heard this practice. Tell it to the church. Again, the church is an established body that represents Christ, supposedly with leaders that are godly and know the word. Yes. Amen. They are people, persons who know. Amen. Understand here, you're not just telling a group of people. And they're not, you're telling the people that God has in place, that's representing his church. You're telling his representatives. And so to reject them is to reject the lordship of Jesus Christ. When you reject his church, the church ought to be able to go into situations in the lives of its membership and rule on certain cases. Tell them what the Bible says, and they ought to stop or start this. There is no such thing as a church running loose out from under the authority of Scripture. Not man, but the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's why I don't like to counsel people. They come and talk to you about 4 or 5 hours, and they ain't going to do nothing you said. Amen. But there was a time you were brought before the elders. Whatever was ruled, you had to do it. They say, oh, I see you're doing this in your life. And it's established in Scripture by more than one person that the Bible says that's wrong. You got to stop. And we're giving you directions right now what you're supposed to do. Stop. Amen. If you're under the authority of a church, then they are responsible for your welfare spiritually. And they said, this is unacceptable. Get out of that relationship. Quit doing this. I hear you doing this. We want to stop that. Stop. But the members don't, and they're not controlled. They're not willing to be under the rule of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not one person, but the church. The church spoke on this matter. So you got to take your butt back home.